actually happened with evidence.
整个基督教就是根据这样一个历史事实，历史上发生这个事件产生的。
So the entire Christian faith was built on this fact.
就是根据这样一个历史时，教会成长起来的。
And was based on this fact the church grew.
就是根据这样一个历史事实，无数的人信了耶稣，并为了这个信仰生活了一辈子，甚至献出自己的生命。
So many Christians, based on this faith, they committed themselves to this faith and even committed their own lives.
所以，正因为耶稣复活了。
It was really because Jesus has resurrected.
我们传扬复活的信息才有意义。
And it is meaningful that we can preach this message of resurrection.
我们所信的信仰，我们才知道这是一个真实的。
And so we know that this is a true faith.
但当我们今天读圣经时，我们却发现常常引起一些误会、误解，或者一些迷惑。
And a lot of times we wonder and we get confused.
用我自己话来说，就是说，上帝不照常规出牌。
And if I use my own words, I would say God does not play by our rules.
就是读圣经的时候，你会发现有的时候，一方面可以使你自己能够很接近那个真实。
So we thought that we could be very close to the truth.
一方面有时候发现 ，OK， 那个事实又令你迷惑。
But then it's somewhat opaque.
不是那么清清楚楚、一目了然。
It's not so clear. It's not so obvious.
我是一个喜欢写作的人。
I'm a writer. I like to write.
我第一点就从圣经这个写作的，特别福音书的写作问题，你就发现很有问题。
So I read all four Gospels, and I was somewhat puzzled.
他叫四本福音书都是讲耶稣的生平。
So all four Gospels were are stories about Jesus' lives.
但你却几乎发现，人类历史上从来没有一个著名的作家这样写一个人生平的。
But you know, if you read any biographies, you've never seen any biographies. Written this way.
大概人的一生，写一个人一生，总会把他从出生到青少年到中年，一直到死，大概比例大概都会比较均匀一点。
Usually, the narratives would be proportionally set in accordance with their age, from their childhood to youth, to adolescence and adults and then to their old age.
但好像四本福音书的作者集中写就是耶稣生命30年生命中最后的一周。
But you might notice that in all four Gospels, the most emphasis was placed on the last part of Jesus' life.
而且最后一周又集中了他死前那三天前后。
In fact, most was written for the last week of Jesus' life, and especially for the last 3 days.
换句话说，这一个整个一部传记写的不是他的生，而是他的死。
Therefore, the Gospels were not focusing on Jesus' coming alive or early days of his life, rather, was about his death.
他在基督上死亡，吸引了作者的全部注意力。
So it was Jesus' death that attracted all these authors' attention.
所以一定是这个死亡或者是死亡前后发生事情是惊天动地，所以人们对其他东西都可以忽略不计。
So Jesus' death must have been a rather important event and rather shocking event.
第二件事，我们就发现。既然记载这个死亡，而死亡关键是在这个复活，你去发现四本福音书中关于复活的记载在细节上有明显的不一致。
And you also realize, you also may notice that there are some inconsistencies in the details of this most important event in the Gospels, that is Jesus' death and his resurrection.
其实我当年在寻找信仰过程中，有时候就和基督徒辩论。
So actually, when I was a seeker, I used to debate and argue with the Christians.
有的基督徒说圣经都是神默示的。
And some Christians would say, the Bible is all the scriptures are God breathed.
说每个字每个标点全是正确的。
And every word is accurate.
那我就问一个最简单问题。
So then I asked them a very simple question.
因为我为了和基督徒辩论，把福音书整个福音书四部福音书关于复活动物我都平步看一下。
Because I read carefully all the four gospels so that I could argue with the Christians.
你比如说，妇女的数目到底是几个
？So for example, how many women were, how many women came to the tomb?
到底是一个天使还是两个天使
？And were there one angel or were there two? And was there one angel or were there two angels?
看见天使，天使是站着还是坐着
When they saw the angel or angels, was the angel standing or sitting?
他不可能同时又站着又坐着。
And I didn't think that it was possible for anyone to be standing and sitting at the same time.
如果是一个，就不可能是两个。
But if it was one, it could not have been two.
但你可以知道，在福音书这些记载中都有。
But you know, in the Gospels, those things vary.
我不在乎你用什么词去形容它。
I don't care how you describe it.
我只是告诉你。不一致
but they are inconsistent.
而且没有一个人能把它这个做成一幅和谐的图画。
And nobody can really put it together in one consistent picture.
你们刚才唱那首诗歌非常美，这个特别是去看那个空的坟墓，去看那坟墓。
So the offertory by the choir was very good. The song "Come to the Tomb."
你们注意到没有？几乎上你们唱那个歌是根据约翰福音写的。
I don't know if you noticed that this the lyrics of the song was based on the gospel according to John.
因为你最后讲到说看到坟墓时候闻到那个香膏的香气。
So they came to the tomb and they smell the smell of the spices.
但你如果看其他几本福音书，你就感到很奇怪。如果能闻到香气，为什么那几个妇女又要去涂抹香膏
？But if they could smell the spices, why would they have brought more spices?
所以圣经关于福音书，我们如果一个诚实的看福音书的话，这些细节上一些东西，我们没有一个人能把它一致起来。
So if we pay attention to every single detail, then we probably will be confused. We cannot put them together as a consistent story.
你要是盯住这些细节看，你就会问一个最简单的问题。
Then you might ask a simple question.
这个复活的记载到底是不是真的？
If this story was true.
而且会告诉你，没有任何一个人能给你做出一个完美的解释。两千年来，没有任何一个神学家、牧师能把这一个做成一个完美的图画。
And I can tell you that for 2,000 years, no one can give you a reasonable explanation of why there are different accounts.
只能告诉你一点，到我目前来只是觉得最有说服力的一点。
And I can only tell you one point, which is the most important one.
就是这本四本福音书的作者没有集体造假。
That is, they did not get together and make.Up the story.
说或者他写的时候根本不 care 别人怎么去写，或者那些流传的已经怎么写的。
Or they did not pay attention to what others were writing.
他就清楚把自己所看见、所听到的记下来。
So they wrote in accordance with what they saw, what they heard.
所以如果是四个人和睦的话，就肯定不是这么个写法。
So if they collaborate.Then they would have come up with the same accounts.
一个天使
one angel,
就在那站着
standing,
穿的衣服
dressed
白衣服
in
发出白光
white, and gleaming in light.
已经涂抹香膏了
and the body was anointed already.
所以说那几个不会去再拿香膏去涂抹
So they did not have to bring any more spices to anoint.
所以你从这边至少可以看到一点，就是四本福音书的作者。并不是和睦去想编造一个故事。
Therefore, I conclude that the authors of the Gospels did not collaborate to make up a story.
他们只是把自己看到的如实写下来，或者是把从 门徒那里听到的，如实的记录下来。
They wrote in a, they wrote according to what they had seen and heard.
你知道我们当基督徒做长的时候，有的时候不敢去怀疑，不敢去面对一些东西。其实这对我们的信仰、乐队寻找上，并不是一件好事。
Actually, sometimes Christians, do not dare to doubt or question what's written in the Bible. But actually, that's probably not very healthy for our faith.
其实我非常喜欢路德在死之前讲的一句话。
I actually like what Luke, said, before his death.
路德说，人问他你信吗？
He said, do you believe?
他说我有时相，有时怀疑，有时相信。
He said, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
去想吧。
You think about it.
但主要的细节四本福音书却完全一致。
But the important details are all consistent.
七日的头一日
The first day of the seventh day.
清晨的时候
In the morning.
大家注意这用的是清晨
And you pay attention, it's in the morning.
一些妇女
And some women.
那么共同都是什么摩大拉的玛利亚
And they all have this Mary Magdalene.
他们来到基督的坟墓耶稣的坟墓前
They came to the tomb of Jesus' burial.
发现石头已经从墓口给撬开了。
They found that the stone had been rolled away.
但耶稣的身体不在那里。
But the body of the Lord Jesus was not there.
完了讲到他们共同反应就是就惊恐起来。
And their reactions were all consistent. They were frightened.
他们又看见身穿白衣的天使或天使们。
And they also saw the angel or angels dressed in white,
对他们说话
speaking to them.
然后这些妇女就离开那里。
Then the women left the tomb,
将他们所经历到的去告诉耶稣的门徒
to tell Jesus' disciples what they had seen.
换句话说，简单说就是在那个清晨
In other words, in that very morning.
一些妇女看到了一个空的坟墓
Some women saw an empty tomb.
而三天前耶稣的身体是放在那里的
And the day before Jesus' body was placed there.
就是说这一点非常非常清楚
And this was very clear.
四本福音书的记者完全一致
All four Gospels were consistent.
在那个七日头一天在清晨的时候他们看到了一个空的坟墓
On the first day of the seventh day in the morning they saw this empty tomb
这是一个基本的历史事实
And this is the fundamental truth
从那之后没有任何人发现过耶稣的身体或者他的尸体
Nobody, no one has ever found Jesus' body since
所以说你就发现圣经把两方面都放在这里
So, Bible plays all these two aspects together.
一方面有一些小的细节的不一致。
On one hand, there are some inconsistency on minor accounts.
我不在乎你用其他什么词去描绘，反正那个意思非常清楚，不一致，不一样，没办法去自圆其说。
I don't care how you describe it, whether it's inconsistency or difference or whatever, they are not the same.
一方面，一个主要的图画非常清楚。
But on the other hand, the main theme, the main picture, is very clear.
耶稣的坟墓空了。
Jesus' tomb was empty.
所以你到底要看什么
？So, you decide what you want to put your focus on.
如果你要去只是抓住那个细节，你永远不会去信。
If you want to be stuck with those minor details of differences, then you would never accept the faith.
永远会影响你的信心。
And you would never believe, that those are true.
如果你抓住那个核心的要点，那个主要最主要的情节，坟墓空了，你就足以建立你的信仰，建立你的信心。
But if you take hold of the simple fact that the tomb was empty, then that simple fact would be the epicenter of your faith.
这就是上帝的智慧。
And that's God's wisdom.
对那些一心寻找上帝的人，神就给他足够的光，让你看到耶稣就是永恒的光。
For those who seek him, He would show them his light of eternity.
如果对那些停止在自己的那个观念中的人，上帝给你足够的黑暗，给你自己停留在你的黑暗中。
So for those who rather stop at those darkness of differences, then they would remain there.
第三件事，上帝不藏你出来什么，就是见证人大多造，居然是妇女。
The third point that I want to make that about God not playing by our rules is the first of those who witnessed the empty tomb were women.
你觉得在犹太讲这是天大的笑话？
But according to Jewish tradition, this was rather unconventional or ridiculous.
因为在第一个世纪中，在犹太法中，妇女的见证是不算数的。
For back then, women's words did not count in Jewish law.
你在法院中，在犹太法中，你练偷个东西或者什么东西，女人的作证都不算数。
The testimonies did not constitute, were not considered as evidence.
但在这个天大的事情上，上帝居然要一群女性来做见证，第一见证人。
But in this astonishing historical event, God wanted those women to be His witness.
而且那些女人的首席代表，抹大拉的玛利亚是什么？在别人看来说被赶出七个鬼的，说名声不怎么样。
And the central figure, the Mary Magdalene, she didn't really have a good reputation for Jesus cast out demons from her.
所以上帝真的向人们提出挑战。
So does God really challenged our conventional thinking, our conventional way of thinking?
我们再看第四点，就是整个关于复活的记载叙述的非常平实。
And the fourth thing that all the narratives were rather plain.
我们看一个比较戏剧性一点，就是被称为伪经的彼得福音。
So if you had a chance to read the lost gospel of Peter, according to Peter,
如果你们在这里
诸位
有写作能力，大概应该才有这个说法。
So if you are good in writing, maybe you would appreciate this.
在主日夜里，黎明将近之际，兵丁正两人一组看守片中，天上忽然传来一声巨响，他们看见天开了。且有两个人从那里降下来，有极亮的光逐渐靠近坟墓，那堵在墓门外的大石自己滚开，退回一旁，坟墓开了，那两个年龄走了进去。
So this is what Peter wrote. And in the night in which the Lord's day was drawing on, as the soldiers kept guard two by two in a watch, there was a great voice in heaven, and they saw the heavens opened, and two men descend from thence with great light and approach the tomb. And that stone which was put at the door rolled off itself and made way in part, and the tomb was opened, and both the young men entered in.
Cool, ba?
Isn't that cool?
绝对酷。
This is absolutely cool.
描写大世界竟然用这样大手笔。
So, this is more descriptive of such an important event.
兵丁看见，就唤醒百夫长和众长老，就在兵丁把目睹的事情告诉他们自己，他们看见有三个人从坟墓里出来，当中两个搀着走在后面的一个，跟随后面的还有一个十字架，那两个人的头伸到天上去，而他俩领的人头更高过诸天。他们听到声音，天上有声音传来说：“你们向那些睡着的人传道了没有？”答话是从十字架发出来的，说：“有。”
So if you continue reading, it says, "When therefore the soldiers saw it, they awakened the centurion and the elders." For they too were hard by keeping guard. And as they declared what things they had seen, again they saw three men came forth from the tomb, and two of them supporting one, and a cross following them. And of the two, the head reached unto the heaven, but the head of him who was led by them overpassed the heavens. And they heard a voice from the heavens saying, Thou hast preached to them that sleep. And a response was heard from the cross. Yeah.
我猜想我是个喜欢写作的人。
So I said I love writing.
如果我要是想编个复活的故事，一定像彼得福音这样去写。
If I was to write a story about this, the resurrection, I would have followed what Peter.
因为这是人类从来没有过的大事件。
Because this is something that had never happened before.
你得像写武侠小说那样，就是写的惊天动地。
You must do what you can to make it more colorful and astonishing.
你用一些大的词才能配合这样一个大的世界。
You must use some superfluous descriptions.
就像比如说那个大事件的，像我小时候见那个毛泽东一上天安门。
And just like when I was young, I read that Chairman Mao went to the in China. It's called 天门是
天安门，就天安门。
天安门。
这个那个广播员总是说，毛主席身材这个身材精神奕神采焕发的走上天安门城楼。
So they would always say that Chairman Mao went with full energy, vigorously and with full strength.
其实他只是一个国家的领袖而已。
But he was nothing but the leader.
就弄那些大的词去形容。
But they use such superfluous words to describe him.
但天地万物的主复活了。
But the Lord of all heavens and earth resurrected.
但你发现四本福音书的记载却非常非常平实讲。
The Gospels gave a simple, plain narrative.
朴素的叫你自己不敢相信。
And so it's unbelievable.
他只把他们所看见的、所听到的如实记录下来。
So my explanation is they simply recorded what they heard and what they saw.
坟墓空了。
The tomb was empty.
我们看见他复活了。
We saw him resurrected.
从此之后，人类历史上就有个最重要的消息，就是基督复活了。
So from this point on, the most important message to the mankind is Jesus has risen.
我们亲眼看见了。
We saw it with our own physical eyes.
并且愿意我们生生世世为此做见证。
And we would witness this fact with our lives.
所以我建议兄弟们，你今天晚上回去之后，至少可以对照看一下福音书关于复活的记载和耶稣诞生的记载都不一样。
So you, when you have time tonight, go home and read these gospels and look at what the way that they wrote about Jesus' birth and death.
你对照一下路加福音。
If you look at the gospel according to Luke,
耶稣的诞生至少有个戏剧性很漂亮的场景。
Luke's gospel has a rather wonderful description of the way that Jesus was born.
四本福音书关于复活的细节的记载一点也没有戏剧性。
But then, the description of resurrection was not dramatic in all four gospels.
他们只是如实把他们所看到的写下来。
It was simply plain writing of facts.
我们再往下看。
So if we continue to read.
七日的那天晚上，完了之后门都关上了，耶稣来站在当中。完了后半话又重复一下，门都关上，耶稣来站在当中。
So the doors were locked, and Jesus came among them.
看过武侠小说吧？
Have you read the Chinese Kung Fu novels?
有没有人看过？可以举手我看一下。啊，都看过哈。看过武林高手一穿墙而入是什么个情景
？So you see the main character when they came in, what was the scene?
咔啪的一声，一道闪光，突然间惊天动地。
So like a thunder or a lightning that just shockingly appeared.
即使古龙写这个小李飞刀也是唰的一下。
And so, whatever.
你发现就耶稣复活的地点，就门徒见的，简直到人们不敢相信有这么记载的。
So if you read these statements, Jesus' resurrection, his appearance was so plain and simple.
门被关上，都关上。
The doors were all locked.
耶稣来站在当中。
And Jesus came and stood among them.
怎么来的
？And how did he come?
穿墙而入。
Did he come through the door?
一点声音没有。
And there was no sound.
居然也没有光。
There was no light.
门徒的确就在他们来聚会的时候，就突然间看到耶稣站在他们中间。
So it was just simple fact that the disciples suddenly realized and saw Jesus' presence.
他们就把这点写下来，记录下来。
So they simply stated that.
哎呀，我有时候感叹，约翰记载这个故事已经到了个简单不能再简单、诚实不能再诚实的。
Sometimes I was just simply amazed by how honest and simple that John was.
门都关上了，你至少加了耶稣突然来到了他们中间，突然他都不加。
So you said, the doors were locked, but John could have written that Jesus suddenly appeared. He did not use that word.
我们看到复活后，耶稣向门徒的第一个问候。
And so after the resurrection, Jesus' first greeting word to his disciples was
平安
，peace。
大家知道这个撒龙是犹太人见面个日常的问候。
Shalom was a common greeting word among the Jews。
但在这一个主日的，在这一个七日后的清晨之后，你发现哈，耶稣见到门徒，在约翰福音中三次问的都是同一个问候：愿你们平安。
But Jesus, when he appeared to his disciples, he greeted them, and three times he said, "Peace be with you."
中国古人讲话叫一唱三叠。
And so, in some old Chinese saying, it's.Whatever it is. You say one thing and repeat it three times.
门徒在此之前很惊慌
because the disciples were frightened at the time. They were very scared.
他们失去了盼望
They have lost their hopes.
其实你从人的角度看来是他们离开了主
But then from a man's viewpoint, you can say that.They left their Lord.
你如果真实的看来的话，你是怎么？是说等于他们自己被主骗了。
And perhaps you would think that they had thought they had been deceived by their Lord.
你这样一位主，居然钉在十字架上，居然被埋进坟墓里。
You are our Lord, and you were crucified.And buried, and you were crucified and died and buried.
谁能相信你是生命的主
？So how could we believe that you are the Lord of life?
所以门徒的绝望是有道理的，因为看到你死了，确确实实的死了。
So it is reasonable that the disciples were in despair. They felt hopeless because they witnessed Jesus' death.
我少年时代看到毛泽东死的。
When I was young, when I heard that Chairman Mao died,
那个时候当时特伤心。
I was really sad.
因为那时候我们从小就喊毛主席万岁。
Because we've always the slogan was a "Long live Chairman Mao."
你希望他自己能活到一万岁
？And you, I thought that he would live till 10,000 years old.
完结果，结果不到九十岁就完蛋了。
But then, it was such a short life, less than 90 years old.
现在躺在棺材里还没有起来。
And he's still in the coffin. He's still not risen.
你们别笑，当年的对我是一个沉重的打击。
But don't laugh at it. It was such a shock to me.
我想当时门徒大概也同样心理嘛。
And I believe that I could appreciate how those disciples felt.
我们跟着你跟了3年，
we follow you for 3 years.
总应该有点什么东西吧。
We must have something.
结果你给我们留的全部的希望是一个坟墓。
All you have left us was just an empty tomb.
当那些人那么喊说，你如果是犹太人王，你下来呀。
And when those people said, if you were the king of Jews, you could have come down from the cross.
我要是耶稣，我当时肯定下了。
If I was Jesus, at the time, I would have come down from the cross.
把那些人打倒一番，我再上去。
I would just kill all those soldiers, and then I would go back up to the cross to show them how mighty I was.
一点也没有。
But Jesus did not do any of those.
但之前他告诉我，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。
But before he died, Jesus told his disciples that peace I leave with you, my peace I give you.
他说我所给你的，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
He said, I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
所以我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。你们在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已胜了世界。
Jesus told them that I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. I have overcome this world. In this world, you may have trouble.
耶稣甚至说，你们现在也是忧愁。
He said, I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices.
但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了，这喜乐也没有人能夺去。
He said, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again and you will rejoice. And no one will take away your joy.
我想那3天哪一个门徒会相信？
So think about this. In those 3 days,
他们只说,
which disciple would have believed any of those words?
你们现在是忧愁。
He said, now is your time of grief.
耶稣你说对了，我们真在忧愁。
And the disciples would have said, yeah, you're right. We are in grief.
你死了。
You died.
在冰冷的坟墓中。
You're in a tomb.
你说你还会再见我们。
And you said you would come back and see us again.
怎么可能？
How is it possible?
所以说，当耶稣约翰福音记载分享，就当耶稣复活见到这些门徒的门徒怎样？门徒就喜乐了，门徒看见主就喜乐了。
So according to John's gospel, then when the disciples saw Jesus, they were overjoyed.
因为他们看到复活。
Because they saw the resurrection.
看到相信了耶稣的话是真的。
They saw that and they realized that what Jesus said was true.
他们知道死亡被战胜了。
They knew that the death has been overcome.
知道战胜死亡那个就是赐生命的主。
They knew, they realized that Jesus overcame death and he truly was the Lord of life.
所以从此之后他们不再怕死亡。
Therefore, from that point on, death was no longer fearful to them.
他们可以欣然地走向死亡。
They could face death with great courage and joy.
他们可以向主为了信仰而献出生命。
They could offer their lives for the sake of their faith.
他们想，即使我今天死了，有一天主必定使我复活。
They believe that even if they died that day, someday the Lord would resurrect them.
这时候他们终于明白了耶稣的话：“耶稣，主耶稣，你的名字叫以马内利，与 我们同在的神。”
Realize what Jesus was, who Jesus was, and they realized the word, the name, Jesus' name was Emmanuel, that is, be the Lord be with you.
我们看，我常讲，你要真的去读福音书，你会发现福音书的记载真的是非常非常平实。
And if you read through the Gospels, you would find out that the narratives were really, really plain and simple.
看到过现在那些健美比赛们才上场的运动员了吧？
And if you see those athletes and the beauty contest,
也踩上场就, 这个,
so they step on the stage and they do all kinds of
或者这下,
postures. Yeah. Show off, showing off.
你发现耶稣出场的时候,
so perhaps Jesus should have shown some acts.
你到按照写着这种拍拍肩膀看看活了。
So at least he should tap on his own chest and say, "See, I came alive."
其实当他大家看的什么，现在根本那一切都没有去表演给他们大家看他的伤痕。
But he did not. All he did was showing his scars.
因为圣经记载的非常非常清楚，人子必须受许多的苦。
So because it is written, the Son of Man must suffer many things.
因为耶稣的伤痕就是他在人间与人同受苦难的凭证。
And Jesus' wounds were the symbol of his suffering with men.
因为他知道我们在人间活着的人，今后在人间活动，最大的东西莫过于有伤痕。
And he read because God knows that we have many sufferings too. We have many wounds.
只有那位有伤痕的主才能抚摸我们心中的伤痕。
Only the Lord with scars and wounds can comfort and cover our wounds.
英国有个诗人写了一首叫《带着疤痕的耶稣》。
So Edward Shillitoe, an English poet, he wrote a poem entitled Jesus of the Scars.
非常美的一首诗。
It's wonderful, wonderful.
非常深刻。
And profound.
我盼望懂英文的回去看看英文，英文不懂就看一下中文。
So if you understand English, perhaps you can read it in English, and if you don't, you can read it in Chinese translation.
我们未曾寻求你，如今就寻求；你的眼睛彻夜闪着光明，那是我们仅有的唯一的晨星。我们已看见荆棘在你额头刺出的伤痕，我们必须拥有你啊，带着疤痕的耶稣。
So it reads like, if we have never sought, we seek thee now. Thine eyes burn through the dark, our only stars. We must have sight of thorn pricks on thy brow. We must have thee, O Jesus of the scars.
诸天令我们惊恐，他们太沉静了，在全宇宙中，我们无容身之地。 我们的伤痕伤害着我们，何处有安慰的香膏？主耶稣，记得你的疤痕，我们领取你的恩典。So
the heavens frighten us; they are too calm. In all the universe, we have no place. Our wounds are hurting us. Where is the balm, Lord Jesus? By thy scars, we claim thy grace.
当门紧闭时。 如果你前来亲近，只求你显出双手和你的肋旁，我们今天得知何处为伤痕，没有恐惧。向我们显出你的伤痕，我们深知其意。If
when the doors are shut, thou drawest near, only reveal those hands, the side of thine. We know today that what wounds are, have no fear. Show us thy scars. We know the countersign.
其他的神明都很强壮，你却是软弱的。他们驾车前行，你却攀山走向宝座。但是，面对着我们的伤痕，只有神的伤痕能说话，可却没有一个神明有伤痕，唯有你。The
other gods were strong, but thou wast weak. They rode, but thou didst stumble to a throne. But to our wounds, only God's wounds can speak. And not a God has wounds, but thou alone.
没有一个神明有伤痕，唯有你。
No other gods had wounds but you alone.
唯有你的伤痕才能对我们的伤痕说话，才能抚摸我们的伤痕。
Only your wounds can speak and touch our wounds.
只有一天你经历了苦难，你才有资格说你是人类的救主。
So only until when he suffered as we did, he could say that he was the savior. He is the savior of mankind.
我当年到教会中来寻找中当我最痛苦的一个问题的时候，我想三年大饥荒，几乎每天晚上都饿得肚子上床，没有饭吃。
When I was seeking, the most difficult thing for me was there was 3 years of famine, and every night, almost every night, I went to bed hungry.
没有东西可吃。
I had nothing to eat.
我最后当问，我说，当一个小孩子因为没有东西吃，哭泣的时候，上帝你在哪里？
So I was thinking, when a child with an empty stomach going to bed, crying, where are you, Lord?
圣经告诉我。So
the Bible said.
说，耶稣也和你一同受苦。Jesus
also suffered along with you.
他受的苦比你还苦。What
he suffered was even more dramatic than you did.
但即使他受尽了这样的苦，But
even with such great suffering,
他也不放弃你。He
did not forsake you.
在苦难中与你同在。In
affliction, he has been with you.
只有一位受伤的神，只有经过苦难的神。 才能够在安慰在苦难中的我们。Only
a wounded God, only a God who had been through affliction can comfort.
只有一个有伤痕的神才能说明他真正是个有爱的上帝。Only
the God that has wounds can say that he is one that has love.
没有一个神明身上有伤痕。You
don't see any wounds in any other God.
没有一个神明经过人最深的痛苦、死亡，并死在十字架上。No
other God had suffered through life suffering or die on the cross.
唯有耶稣。Only
Jesus did.
因着爱。Because
of his love.
为了世人的罪。And
for the sake of our sins.
舍弃了自己的生命。He
gave up his own life.
这才是真正的神。And
that's the true God.
这样一个神所讲的爱才是真正的爱。And
that's the true love.
因为他在经历了最深的苦难。Because
he had suffered the most suffering.
经历了最深苦难之后，他也不放弃在苦难中的每一个人。And
he, through the suffering, he did not forsake any of his people.
盼望人有一天可以彻底地摆脱这一切苦难。Hoping
that mankind or man would someday be free from all these sufferings.
在这段经文讲，第二就是耶稣再一次颁布大使命。So
in this passage of the Gospel according to John, Jesus talks about Jesus' great commission. Jesus gave his great commission three times.
就是说。 这是耶稣的第一次颁布大使命。So
the first time was here.
而且一节讲，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。And
he said, peace be with you. He said, peace be with you as the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
这是耶稣第一次向门徒发布大使命。And
this is the first time that Jesus gave his great commission.
他的标准是什么？标准是天父。And
the standard was the Heavenly Father.
说天父怎样差遣了我。As
the Father has sent me.
我就怎样差遣你们。I
am sending you.
到那些没有信耶稣的人中间去传扬福音
to preach the gospel of to all nations, to all peoples.
最后一点。
So the last point.
这是最后这一点，也是整个福 约翰福音的最高潮。
And that's also the climax of the Gospel of John.
可以说整个四部福音书的最高潮。
And it could also be considered as the climax of all the Gospels.
就好像其他一些都是序幕。
And you can see that all the others were like preludes.
我再讲一遍，就上帝真的出牌很奇特。
And so, let me just say it again. God's way of thinking and doing things are rather different from our way.
就说这个最高潮是经验一个最不起眼的人来演。
And so the climax was, played by, someone who is not particularly noticeable.
我们都看过电影或者都看过戏剧。
We've all seen movies or plays.
你们看过哪个电影戏剧当一个剧的最高潮是让那五流六流的演员去演
？So have you seen any plays or movies that the climax was played by the least noticeable person.
我说导演要做那样的话，那个主要男主角和女主角一定把导演给杀了。
So if you were the main character or actor, you probably would have rebelled against the conductor or killed him.
就是约翰福音到这已经到了最关键的时候。
So the gospel has reached the climax.
所有的东西都在记载那六个字我的主我的神
But all it's written is my Lord and my God
我要是约翰
If I was John
我就写上我见了耶稣那天我就跪下了祷告我的主我的神
I would have written that the day I saw Jesus I would drop on my knees and pray that my Lord and my God
因为我是耶稣最爱的门徒
Because I am Jesus Christ favorite disciple,
或者至少给大师兄彼得一点面子
or at least I would give some credit to the eldest disciple Peter.
你会知道福音书中记载耶稣在耶稣生命的关键时刻，门徒中都是彼得出来代表说话的。
You can see that at most critical points, moments, most of the time.It was Peter that came out to speak.
本来像这样一个最明确的东西，我的主，我的神，应该什么？就是彼得在说，我的主，我的神。
So it probably could have been, it should have been said by Peter, stated by Peter, my Lord and my God.
但约翰只是记载他所看到的，他亲耳听到的。
But John only wrote what he saw and what he heard.
这么一个最重要的信仰宣告，却是由一个怀疑主义者多马提出的。
This most important proclamation of our faith was stated by the doubting Thomas.
门徒对他说：“我们已经看见主了。”
The disciples told him that we have seen the Lord.
多马说：“停一停。”
He said, "Wait."
除非我看到他手上的钉痕，并用指头吞出那钉痕，又用手指伸入他的肋旁，我总不信。
Thomas said, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I would not believe it."
用现代话语言，别忽悠。
He said, "Don't fool me."
翻译不出来哈。除非我摸到。
Unless I touch him.
亲手摸到。
I touch him with my own fingers.
结果过了八日
So, after 8 days,
门又都关上了
Doors were locked again.
耶稣怎么进来根本没说明
And it did not say anything about how Jesus came into the room.
耶稣怎么听到比多马的话也没说
And how Jesus heard Thomas said.
一进来就告诉你，多马，伸过你的指头来，摸我的手，伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
It simply stated that Jesus said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand, and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe."
书中没有记载，我一直怀疑书中没有记载多马 摸没摸。
And John did not write anything about whether or not Thomas touched Jesus.
我根据这一段记载写了个小说，圣经这个小说《多马之疑》。
So, based on this, I wrote a little essay, The Doubt of Thomas.
结果发表不了，基督教刊物一般都不大愿意发表。
And it could not be published. Most of a Christian publishing organizations.
这个我在这个地方也
说,
说，耶稣听到这个，多马听到这个，他的心站立了。
And my essay was that, Thomas trembled.
双膝跪下。
He dropped on his knees.
低声地说，我的主，我深沉地说，我的主，我的神。
And said profoundly, my Lord and my God.
看出来了，这个作家写的。
You can see that this is from a good writer.
这么大事情啊，一定心里站立。
And such a dramatic, such an important event.
缓缓地跪下。
And I probably would have written, he dropped on his knees slowly.
或者突然跪下。
Or suddenly.
双泪长流。
And tears, flowing through his face.
泣不成声地说，我的主，我的神。
And he could not even make out a voice.
你看圣经怎么记载了，就多马说，我的主，我的神。
And the Bible simply stated, my Lord and my God.
应该是没有摸。
And I think Thomas did not touch Jesus.
因为耶稣讲，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见信的就有福了。
Because Jesus told him that you have believed in, he said, you have believed and you have seen me and you believe. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
这就是两千年来那个复活节传递的信息。
And this is the message of Easter for 2,000 years.
基督复活了。
Jesus has risen.
上帝立他为主为基督了。
God has made him the Christ.
所以从此我们就知道，耶稣基督是我的主，我的神。
So we know from the point on, Jesus Christ is our Lord, our God, our Master.
愿我们每个人的心因着这样的信息而喜乐。
May we all be rejoiced with this message.
We now sing the responding hymn. Now let's sing responding hymn. Please turn to our red hymn book 192. 请大家翻到红色诗歌本192首。请大家起立，让我们唱前两段用中文，然后后两段用英文。Let's sing the first two verses in English, in Chinese, and then the last two verses in English.
是我一世家，在彼有生命水，有歌的他山留下，白白舍我重罪，十字架，十字架。家。 基基督居住我心，不再是我活着，十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀，我重罪都洗清洁，唯靠耶稣宝血。Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring its sins before me. Help me walk from day to day with its shadows on me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross I'll watch and wait, hoping, trusting ever, till I reach the golden sand just beyond the river. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
请大家继续站立，我们请范弟兄带我们祝福。Please remain standing.
May God keep you. May God bless you.
愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。
May God shine His face upon you and give you grace.
愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
May He lift His face to you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
我们感谢神，通过范弟兄给我们带给我们今天的信息。
We thank the Lord, for the message from Brother Fan.
愿神的话语感动我们每个人的心。
May God's message touch us all.
我们首先欢迎第一次到我们中间来的朋友。如果你是第一次来的话，我们希望你能够站起来介绍一下你自己。好。
We'd like to welcome the first time comers first.
Okay. What's your name?
Summer.
Okay.
Welcome. Summer is coming.
还有没有其他的人？第一次到我们中间的朋友。Okay, 没有。我们看今天的报告事项。感谢神，我们今天有四位弟兄和姊妹要受洗。我们崇拜之后，请大家带上你们的红色诗歌本。一起到 gym， 我们有洗礼，我们要在那里领受主餐。我们今天受洗的四位新的弟兄姊妹是施高红、郑佩、李梦媛和黄守英。
We praise the Lord that four sisters and brothers are going to be baptized today. So after the service, please bring red hymn book with you, one red hymn book per person, and we would gather in the gym to witness the baptismal service, to witness the baptism. So four that are to be baptized are sisters Zheng Pei, Li Mengyuan, and Huang Shouying, and Si Gaohong.
Okay. 然后之后我们还有圣餐，请大家准备心意同领受。
and communion will follow the baptism.
4月29号我们会有会员大会，届时的时候我们有新。